Sissy,
didn't you hear me calling? I guess you wouldn't have with those headphones on. Were you being a good girl, using her downtime to listen to her lessons? Well, I'm very proud of you. The whole place looks so spick and span and sparkly. But then you always were so adept at house cleaning, weren't you? Even before your transformation. Back when you were just my plain old boring roommate. It's actually been quite challenging finding new ways to challenge my live-in sissy maid. I was looking so forward to breaking you in, but you just took to it all so quickly. I mean, just look at you now. God, I fucking love your Tuesday outfit. Tasty Tuesdays, yum, yum, yum. You know, I was thinking, now that this isn't just a weekend thing, or even a week on, week off sort of dealy, now that you spend all your time at home this way, I was thinking of building up your wardrobe some more. Instead of Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we could have a different uniform for the first of the month, and another for the second, and another for the third, fourth, fifth. How does that sound? Does Sissy think she can commit to this for that much longer? If not, tell me now before I fill my card up. I may be obscenely rich, but I'm not wasteful. I want to know you're going to wear it all before I proceed to check out. Sissifying my secret girly roommate hasn't come cheap, you know. I've spent so much on her already. The clothes, the beauty work, the gear and accoutrements. All the gifts and presents, they add up. So, before I invest any more money in this, tell me, can you commit long enough to make it worth my while? Because I'm not springing for this if you've reached a limit and need to bolt tomorrow. So what do you say? Be honest. Look into your future. What do you see? Do you see the boy you used to be backing out of our arrangement? Do you see him finding somewhere else to live with less demanding terms and conditions? Or do you see a good girl who stays right here, right where she belongs? Good girl. Of course you want to stay here. Of course you do. I take such very good care of you, don't I? You know I do. And you know what you have to do in return, don't you? You need to earn it. Speaking of, what bonus chore did I come up with for today? I forget what I wrote on your calendar. Oh, polish silverware. See? That's what I'm talking about. You take care of the house so damn efficiently, I have to come up with all new tasks for you. I had to buy this set of silverware specially for you. At auction, too, so, again, not cheap, just so you'd have some worth polishing. Here, you take the case and go set it down on the floor over there by my chair. I'm assuming you have whatever you need for this. You watch some tutorials or whatever. Okay, go grab what you need and set it down with the case. And once you're all set and ready on the floor there, grab a pillow for your knees, because that's where I want you. Now, here's your headphones back. Be a good girl. Put them on and listen to... let's see. Let's go with this one. Okay, I'm going to grab what I need for this. I'll be back in a couple minutes. Just put these on.
Be a good girl, squirm in your latex. Be a good girl, feel really good.
Okay, sissy girl, off with this headset. But keep your eyes closed. No peeking. Not until I've pulled this hood over your head. And now it doesn't even matter, because sissy can't see a thing anyway. Go ahead, open those pretty peepers. What does my sissy girl see but darkness? And that pretty mouth of hers is all sealed shut, too, isn't it? is right. I've got you all sealed up in your second sexy, sissy, slutty skin. And since you're not going anywhere anytime soon, how's about we just cuff these pretty ankles together? Now, does my sissy maid remember where she set everything around her? My silverware is there on your left. Your polish and rags are right there beside them. Now, what my sissy maid is going to do is take each piece and polish them one by one by touch alone. And she's going to strive to focus on her task, no matter what distractions may occur. She's going to strive to execute this task flawlessly each and every time, with gleaming results. That's real silver, by the way. Like I said, I paid a pretty penny. It's very, very old. There's a story behind it, too. I'll tell you the provenance sometime, but not today. Today, I want you to focus on polishing. I expect you to be self-taught by now. Did you practice with what we have in the kitchen? Yeah? Good. So all I really need to do is motivate you. So why don't you get to work while I ponder how best to do that? That's it, good girl. All done with that one. Now set it down. I set a tray next to you on the right. Right there. Now take another piece from the case on your left and polish that too. There you go. On to the next, one at a time, and when you're ready, you set that down too and move on to the next. It's kind of relaxing, isn't it? So simple and easy, even a ditzy girl like you can do this well enough. Just stroke, 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 and wipe it clean. All finished with that one? Okay. Then set it down and move on to the next. It's so easy, isn't it? So simple and easy. Now I'll take the next piece and wipe it clean too. Wipe it blank. Wipe it empty. Blank and empty. Blank and empty. Good girl. One at a time. One at a time. Wiping each one blank. Wiping each one empty, setting them all down, down, down. So simple and easy. You soon find a rhythm. You pick one up and wipe it blank. You wipe it empty in 3, 2, 1, and then you set it down. You pick up another and wipe for 3, 2, 1, and then you set it down. You pick one up, and 3, 2, 1, you set it down. That's it. Good girl. Once again in 3, 2, 1, down. 3, 2, 1, down. Good girl, good girl. You're being such a good girl. You're such a good sissy mate. Where would I be without you? You're so meticulous, so conscientious, doing all you can do to please me. Like I wasn't spoiled enough to begin with. There's just no bottom for you, is there? No depth that stops you in your tumble down, down, down into complete sissyhood. Deeper and deeper into even more fun debasement and debauchery. There you go. Falling deeper and deeper, and all you ever do is sink ever lower. All you ever do is sink deeper and deeper into pure sissy bliss. Spinning, falling, sinking ever deeper into this delightful, bubbly, ditzy headspace. All sissy girl, all sissy slut. All shiny, frilly latex all the time. 24/7 on constant call in service to me. And it feels so good to be ditzy and brainless and slutty and so easily rewarded, doesn't it? It feels so good to wriggle and crinkle in your sexy skin. It feels so good to be forced to wear your second skin, your true skin, your sexy, slutty, sissy skin. All the time for me. It feels so good to be you. It feels so good. Your sexy latex clinging to your body. The constant reminder to you that at heart you're nothing but a sissy. And you love it. You love being my sissy maid. You love being a good girl for me. It feels better and better each time you drop a little deeper into that headspace. It feels better and better the deeper you go. It feels better and better to indulge your true self and be the best sissy whore you can be. Make no mistake, a whore is what you are. Not just a sissy, not just my maid, but a whore with a definite price. The terms of our agreement are very clear. Goods and services, room and board, all provided by me, in exchange for you, my sissy maid, here to serve and amuse me. You're doing a very good job of it right now. Go on, stick to your rhythm. 3, 2, 1, down. 3, 2, 1, down. And once you've cleaned out the whole case, why don't you start all over again from the opposite side? Take all the pieces that you've polished so far and polish each one all over again. One at a time, one at a time. And then set each one back in its case. Follow the same rhythm in 3, 2, 1, down. 3, 2, 1, down, deeper and deeper into pure sissy bliss and strict servitude. It's so easy. It's so simple. And it feels good to be so easy and simple. Simple and easy. To slip deeper and deeper into pure sissy bliss and servitude. Just a sissy maid whore, earning her keep, repeating the same tasks just because I told her to. And it feels so perfectly natural to be so perfectly happy and content and pleased with your sweet sissy self, repeating the same tasks just because I told you to. 3, 2, 1, deeper, deeper down. And it feels better and better each time you polish another piece of silverware because each one marks a command that you've obeyed. And it feels good to obey because that's what a good sissy mate does. A good sissy maid goes blank and empty on command. It's pure sissy bliss, obeying my whims and tests and strict commands. It's pure sissy bliss, repeating tasks again and again for my amusement. It's pure sissy bliss, being my sissy maid whore, going blank and empty. Deeper, deeper. Yes, that's it. I see you trying so hard to please me. I see how determined you are to be the best sissy maid whore you can be. I think you're ready for a challenge. Put that last piece down. I'm going to clear this set away and present you with another. This one didn't cost anywhere near as much, probably because they're so old and neglected. You've got your work cut out for you, so get to it, sissy girl. Same as before in 3, 2, 1, down. 3, 2, 1, down. 3, 2, 1, deeper, deeper down, down, down. And while my sissy maid whore is busy with that, I'm gonna rub my cock all over her sexy latex face. You know I'm doing this in part to tease you and distract you, but I'm also doing it to tease myself. Because I'm gonna fuck my sissy maid whore good tonight. But not for a while yet. First, I'm gonna tease the both of us and work us up into such a bother. Rubbing the tip of my cock all over this smooth sissy skin. Tap, tap, tapping my sissy maid's face. Making you want it, making you need it, making you drool under that latex. All to teach you a lesson, and that's to keep on being the best sissy maid you can be. Keep working on that silverware, girly girl. Polish it nice and clean until it's gleaming like your sexy uniform. I think you're getting too excited, though. I think you need to slow it down. Let's try for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, down. Tap, tap, tap. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, down. My cock running over your lip. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, down. Tap, tap, tapping your mouth. Focus on your task, sissy girl. Polish each fork, each spoon, each knife until it's gleaming like your sexy second skin. Drop deeper and deeper into pure sissy bliss with each one you set aside. Obeying my commands. Repeating tasks. Dropping deeper and deeper and focusing. No matter what distractions may occur. Again with me in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Deeper, deeper down. Smacking your face with my dick some more in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Beating my whore with cock some more in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Down, down, deeper. And deeper into pure sissy bliss. Be a good girl and take it. Take it. Take it. This cock? It's only minutes, only seconds away from tearing into that ass. Tonight, I'm gonna fuck you like the bad girl you refuse to be for me. God fucking damn it, girl. Why are you so good to me? Ever since we started doing this, I've kind of fallen in love with just how sadistic I can be, and how utterly okay I am with that. And like, you just never know what a frightfully entitled bitch you can be until some perv you've been rooming with begs and begs to be your living sissy maid if you just cover all her expenses. But you're just such a painfully good sissy maid, aren't you, sissy? You won't ever do the wrong thing like I want you to. Poor me never gets to really indulge my sick, sadistic side. The one that's just been waiting for you to slip up and fuck up and give me an excuse to punish you for something. Doesn't that just break your heart? Doesn't that make you feel like a bad sissy maid? Well, tonight I'm gonna punish you for that. For denying me the opportunity to punish you. I say you've done a pretty shitty job polishing that silverware, bad sissy girl. And you'll just have to take my word on that. Because you can't see a thing, can you? And if you're going to do such a poor job with such a simple, easy task, if you're going to insist that a sissy maid whore really is good for only the one thing, well, I'm going to take you up on that. So set all of that down and bend the fuck over. I want that pretty forehead kissing the fucking floor. Reach back and hike that skirt up for me. And there it is. Your precious sissy hole. You've been a bad, bad girl. Being so, so good. You just don't make this any fun for me. It's just no fun having a sissy maid whore who's such an angel all the time. Feel my cock filling up that hole, sissy girl. Feel me giving you that one thing you're good for. Be a good girl and take it. You see where I left your headphones? Grab them for me and put them on. Come on, don't make me do all the work here. The least you can do is put those on yourself. Okay, sissy girl. Hike that skirt back up for me and I'll pick a file for you to listen to. I might be at this for a while. You just hold on and take it and listen to your lessons. Got me? Good girl. Okay, let's see. This time we'll play this one.
Good.
Fuck you. Damn. I gush so hard at the mere sight of you and your old daughter. And how excessively feminine you are to become just for my sister. My pussy feels. Oh, God, girl. My pussy feels so hot and wet in this deliciously feverish way every time I see you dress up for me. Every time I see you melt a little further into your true self. Every time I see you sink a little deeper into this fantasy where you have no choice except to remain a no sissy slave forever. Ever. And you believe it so fervently that fantasy eventually becomes reality. You really do have no choice except to remain as my sissy slave whore forever. Or for however long it takes to pay your way in room and board in exchange for certain services. Because you enjoy it. Because you love it. Because you won't allow yourself the choice to walk away from this. You love the old sissy maid whore. You love to take the best. It feels so natural to take it. It feels so natural to submit and obey, to be rewarded and punished at the sight of which is what you just love and all. Thank me, sissy girl. Thank me, sissy whore. Thank me for it all. Beg me for more. Beg, sissy girl. Beg, you fucking whore. Beg me to tell you that this fucking's only just begun. Out loud, beg me. Out loud, thank me. Out loud, please say this fucking's only just begun. Well, you're in luck, sissy slut. Because, well, guess what? This fucking, it's only just begun.
Take it, you little fucking whore. You like this? You like the way I smack that ass? The way my hips smack against your ass? Yeah, you fucking dirty trousers. Watch right now, you're mine. I'm gonna fucking use you the way you were meant to be used. Doing? Don't you fucking lay down. Keep that ass up. Fuck it. Oh.